What up? Good morning. You see all the beautiful women out there, the mothers. Welcome to Sankofa Radio. We travel through the past when we stop here in the present on our journey into the future. I am your host, Ascari Donso. And today, man, we're going to be talking about black motherhood, a legacy of exceptionalism. What I would like is, if anybody is listening, I would like for you to call in and give me some comments, particularly to the mothers out there, because I really just want to dialogue. It's typical and customary that we start the show off with a dedication. But today, I just want to, you know, dedicate the show to all the mothers throughout the annals of history who have been involved directly and indirectly in the struggle for black liberation and human due respect and human dignity that we have taken. I'm gonna open it up in a second for questions. I just want to say before we get started, the reason I wanted to distinguish a little bit black motherhood is because we have to really pay homage to the struggle and sacrifice of black women in trying to be maternal figures in this society. Black motherhood has always been something that has been relegated to pretty low status. It hasn't had a lot of respect and dignity in our society. Black women haven't been thought of as mothers, and so, or good mothers, if you will. And so going all the way back into slavery, you know, whether a woman was even able to name her child, determine the life of her child, you know, that was suspect, and that's still suspect today. The whole idea of the extended family that we know began in slavery still exists today. You know what I'm saying? We still got cats who was raised by their aunties, grandmothers, sisters, you know, and is the result of, you know, the struggle that continues on, as we call it in the Pan-African world, the Mahafa, that still goes on today, the Black Holocaust, beginning with slavery and still happening today with mass incarceration and the various other forms of oppression. And so throughout all of these struggles, man, black women have had to be exceptional. They've had to, you know, go above and beyond, you know, in a society that doesn't respect their femininity, that doesn't respect their maternity. They've had to be able to strive and continue to be exceptional and perform the duties of a mother in spite of. And so today, man, I just want to pay homage to all the queens out there. Y'all some beautiful women, man. Y'all some bad sisters. I say it all the time. There's nothing like y'all on the planet. No other woman can compare to y'all in any way. They're not as beautiful as you all. They're not as spiritual as you all are. So don't ever, you know, second guess yourself or question what you bring to the table. The question I want to throw on the table today is, are black women good mothers? And how do we determine that? You know what I'm saying? That's the first question I want to put on the table. Are black women good mothers, and how do we determine that? What is the standard? We know that black mothers face an extra level of scrutiny by white society when it comes to motherhood because they are thought to be less capable in producing, you know, children that are they consider to be more deviant to the culture. And it's just another excuse for mainstream America, in my opinion, from my humble opinion, to justify, not take responsibility for the conditions that they have created in oppressing black people that have forced black mothers to have to do an exceptional job. You know what I'm saying? I mean, for real, you would think with all the things we've been through, man, we have some baby ISIS organizations over here, but we don't. And I credit a lot of that to black women. It's, if you think about what just happened down in South Carolina when that white boy went in a church and killed some non-beautiful people, you know, immediately it was black mothers, black women who asked, you know, society to forgive, who asked the black community to forgive, to not hold hatred in their heart. This goes back to this type of attitude goes back to slavery. You know what I'm saying? Black women just being gracious, being forgiving, being humble. This goes back. You know what I'm saying? But you know, I think that it oftentimes gets overlooked and taken for granted because without that, I think that you would have a lot more radical atmosphere in America. If you think of all the things we've been through. You know what I mean? So I'm gonna take a second real quick. And if there's anybody online that wants to chime in with a question or a thought, feel free now. I'm going to give it to a couple seconds. Is there anybody? Okay. well, move on then for a second. So a friend of mine, I was telling them earlier this week that I was going to do this show. And the brother said to me, man, he said, man, you got to ask the ladies, man, you know, what they thought about situation in Baltimore, man, when the mom slapped the dude who was confronting the police. And I was like, why is that? Why I got to ask him that, man? What's the, you know what I'm saying? What's that? Why is that significant? And he said, because, man, I love the Queens. I love my mom. He said, man, I feel like my mom made me a little weak. So you feel like your mom made you weak? He said, yeah, man. He said, you know, when you were in the Middle East and all that, man, their mothers be sending their sons out to be freedom fighters. You know what I'm saying? They'll send their sons out to be suicide bombers. He was like, but, you know, with us, you know what I'm saying, we owe our mothers to us, you know what I'm saying, just to do the right thing and try to go ahead and get an education and just try to conform to white society. I was like, damn, that's interesting. I never really looked at it like that, like real talk. I never really even viewed it like that. It kind of threw me off, right? It was a hell of a perspective. I really would like to get some input on that. You know what I'm saying? I really would like to get some input from the black mothers out there about how they see that, how they view that. You know what I'm saying? What do you think about, if you know, I guess the question I would say is, if you know that we are in a struggle for liberation that's been ongoing since 1619, and yes, we've made a lot of progress as far as being respected on a human level, but economically, politically, we're still struggling. The question is, do you feel a responsibility? I don't know about the suicide bomb. That's extreme. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, you know, that's crazy. But do you feel a responsibility to raise your children in a way that they understand their position in the white world and that, how, you know, giving them the tools and the resources to be able to challenge the current conditions that we face and try to break through these glass ceilings and these walls? Do you feel a responsibility to that? Do you feel a responsibility to coach, give your kids culture, give your kids history, give your kids somewhat of a mission early in life, you know, to continue this collective struggle that we face, you know what I'm saying? That's a deep question. When it hit me with that, it threw me off. But yes, you know, I just want to get some input from the women as black mothers. I personally feel like, you know, I look at my situation in my life. My mom was an exceptional woman. She did a hell of a job. I grew up with my mom. I grew up, you know, I moved with my mom a little late. My parents got divorced, and initially I went with my father, but I ended up moving with my mom because my father, that was a little bit of a hostile situation. So I ended up moving with my mother, and I moved with my mom in Baltimore, Maryland, and it was me and my sister. And she was young, in her early 30s, and we struggled, you know what I'm saying? But my mom made it, man. She made it happen for me. She gave me some good values. I respect women. I look at the way that I treat women today. I look at the way that I respect myself, my work ethic, my willingness to study and read. Like, it's a lot of things, the way I articulate myself. That comes from my dukes, man, my mom's, man. My mom is really, she's a single mother, as many black women are. You know what I'm saying? And she really put it down and instilled in me some real solid values. I remember she used to always say to me, I'd be like, yo, mine ain't got nothing. You know what I'm saying? She'd be like, first of all, boy, it ain't I ain't got none. It's I don't have any. You know? I was saying, back then they used to blow me, but for real, man, I really jumped over some real jewels, man, because now I'm able to kind of shift in and out. You know, I got the street etiquette too, but I'm able to comport myself in a certain way and articulate myself in a certain way because of my mother, man. And so, shout out to my moms, Miss Susan Key, I love you to death if you're listening. And I just think that, you know, what you do with your child early, you know what I'm saying, is going to have long lasting effects. You know what I'm saying? How you train your child to think and see the small things, you know, how it is that you allow him to interact with you. You know what I mean? My mom didn't let me get loose at the tongue with her. My mom didn't let me cry. My mom was raising a single mother, man. My mom was a single mother, man, raising a boy. You know what I'm saying? And she in the 90s. You know what I mean? I mean, this it was real in the 90s. And she was like, you know, wipe them tears. Slap me around. Don't let me see you crying. I'm going to give you something to cry about. Like, my mom wouldn't let me be no baby, no spoiled, you know what I'm saying? And I appreciate that, man. You know what I'm saying? Now, as a grown-ass man, I'm telling you women out there listening, I appreciate that. You know, my mom toughened me. You know what I'm saying? My mom, she didn't allow me to be spoiled and soft. She ain't play that shit, you know what I'm saying? And so, she whooped my ass. You know what I'm saying? And, all of that is contributed to me becoming the man that I am today. A principled man, you know what I'm saying, an educated man, a respectful man, you know what I'm saying? And so shout out to my mom. And I would say that's probably a jewel that a lot of women could take today, man, from some of the older women. Discipline them children, protect them black boys, rear their ass right, and instill some toughness in them. Y'all can do it too. Any questions? Any people out there that's on the line? Okay, moving forward. So I guess what we would have to do now is probably talk about some of the things that black women internalize, being black in America, and how that affects your ability to raise your children. What I mean is we know that black women are automatically perceived as bad mothers. You know, this is a historical perspective from the dominant culture. Black motherhood was never respected. We talked about it earlier, going back to slavery and then throughout Jim Crow, you know, at any moment, you know, you could lose a child. It's interesting because I read once that the whole idea of black people whipping their children more so than white kids goes back to the end of slavery. And what happened is, you know, apparently where it straight roots back is to black women and fathers attempting to prevent their child from going out into the white world and being killed or severely hurt. So instilling children a high level of respect for authority figures, black parents would beat their kids, beat them viciously, you know what I'm saying, so that they wouldn't go out there and so-called, you know, sass on white man or sass on white woman and not only get themselves killed but potentially bring a lot of harm to the family. You know, this begins, you know, at the end of slavery, some of the late 1800s. And so there's been a tradition in the black community of, you know, whippings, you know what I'm saying? You know, whipping that boy with that girl ass, you know what I'm saying? That comes from that legacy, trying to protect us from the potential dangers of the dominant society. Now today, you have that same culture, the dominant culture, that is, telling us that, you know, you shouldn't whip the child. You know, they put a bunch of studies and nonsense out there, you know, whipping the children makes them more violent and all of these things. And so, you know, when you have a dominant culture that's always defining for you what's appropriate in rearing your children, and then it clashes with your own cultural value system, I could see how, you know, a lot of women could internalize, you know, shame and things like that from some of the things that go on with their children. For example, you know, you whip your child might say something at school, you know what I'm saying, my mom whooped me, they not even thinking for real, they just talking, they call you in, you know, you looking crazy like, yo, you looking at your kid like, yo, I know you ain't just talked to this cracker, excuse my language, but you ain't just talked to this person about me whooping you, you know what I'm saying, or, you know, you might have a son that gets in trouble with the police. You got to go downtown to pick him up, looking at him like, yo, boy, I'm going to whoop you up when I go home. But then, you know, you don't know if you're even supposed to be doing that, you know. But all of these different things that we face, you know, as black people, all the things we face with our children, particularly black mothers, you know what I'm saying? I can only imagine how, you know, you may, you know, internalize shame and always find yourself wrestling with that, you know what I'm saying? And I think that, you know, black women uniquely have to do that more than any other group. I think there's an expectation, you know what I'm saying, a low expectation for black boys and even black girls, but really for black boys in America. And so black women have to go try to go above and beyond to prove that, you know, my son ain't going to be like that. You know what I'm saying? My son ain't going to prison. All right, my son ain't going to be no thug, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. And it's almost like a crusade, if you will, you know what I'm saying, to prevent that from happening. And I think that when that does happen oftentimes, or when there's an association with the streets or whatever with the boy, or he doesn't turn out to be the type of man that maybe they would want, there's a lot of shame or, you know, attached to that. And I think, you know, black women uniquely have to deal with that. And I want to say, well, first I want to ask the question, you know, how do women, you know, how do you all deal with that? To me, that's a struggle all in of y'all own, you know what I'm saying, as black mothers. I don't know anything about that, and I respect the hell out of y'all for having to go through that and overcome that. But I also wanted to share, man, you know, to the sisters out there, I know sometimes, you know, we overlook the importance of history, and so we don't realize that everything that's happening today didn't just pop out of a vacuum, but just boom, you know what I mean? Here it is, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of historical factors that contribute to the conditions being what they are and making y'all's job hard, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, we had the crack epidemic. We had the heroin epidemic. You know what I'm saying? We had mass incarceration. We had Jim Crow. We had redlining. We had so many different obstacles that have contributed to us creating institutions that are, yes, they are pestilent, pathological, you know, like, for example, you know, we supplanted the family. You know, there was the extended family, the crack era, the extended family, the heroin era. Yes, people moved with their aunties and uncles, but the streets, the family institution that was created with the gangs, you know what I'm saying? And that's just something we've had to create to survive, you know what I'm saying? We've been in survival mode, that's since 1619. And the black woman has been the main one in survival mode because it's in your nature to try to keep the family together. And the number one thing that the institutes, the white dominant society has tried to, number one institution they tried to destroy is the family. Just put an extra burden, you know what I'm saying, an extra pressure on the black woman, you know what I'm saying, black mothers, you know what I'm saying. And so don't look at what's going on today as if it's just indicative of our, you know, inability to succeed or black mothers not rearing their kids or whatever, you know. Black mothers been in survival mode. You know what I mean? They ain't had time to be focused on some of the things that whites have. So when you see a little sister, you know what I'm saying, in the hood on welfare, you know what I mean, or in public housing, you know what I'm saying, she ain't got a lot of education. She's a victim. You know what I'm saying? You know, don't blame her. She's a victim. You know what I'm saying? I know it's easy that she don't want nothing. She don't want to do nothing. She's lazy or whatever, but there's a lot that contributed to her being who she is. You know what I'm saying? What was her upbringing like? You know what I'm saying? What was her experience? You know what I'm saying? What was the first time she had sex? You know what I'm saying? What, you know, how often was she the victim of sexual violence and didn't even know it? You know what I'm saying? Some of these young girls don't even know it. You know what I mean? And they become mothers or they, as they become adults, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, they got a perverse view of the world. But look at some of the things they've been through. You know what I'm saying? And that is connected deeply to the history. It's connected deeply to the history because we live in a society where, you know, there's two Americas, and our government hasn't been very interested, you know, in solving black problems. You know, we've had to fend for ourselves. You know what I'm saying? They haven't came up with no, programs to stop gang violence. You know what I'm saying? The government, not real credible programs to stop gang violence, to stop single motherhood, you know what I'm saying, to raise the education level of black boys. This isn't something that they sit around in Washington or in your state legislatures and really try to come up with bills for. They don't come up with programs for that, you know what I'm saying? So we don't have the interest in our society. And so when you see these women, you know, just trying to survive, man, you know what I'm saying, just like you had Sojourner Truth, just trying to survive, you know what I'm saying? When she was had 9 kids on the plantation, they was taking them to different places. And she, when she finally escaped and became free, she going out trying to find her babies, you know what I'm saying? And she's still yelling out, ain't I a woman? You know what I'm saying? It's the same mindset today, you know what I'm saying? You got the queen in the hood, you know, yeah, she's doing what she got to do to survive, you know what I'm saying? And she probably have been miseducated about herself, so she's doing some wild stuff. You know what I mean? But I'm saying that to say, man, I'm employing the black woman to not be so judgmental of one another. Don't allow the dominant culture to continue to create that divide and conquer mentality in you. You know what I'm saying? Let's get back to sisterhood. Let's get back to that set it off mindset. You know what I mean? I like to use that example. You know what I'm saying? Let's get it back to that set it off mindset. Look, I want to bring some sisters in. You know what I'm saying? So if there's any queens on the phone that want to add on, you know, help a brother out, man. Let me know what's going on. Anybody got out there got a comment? Hello? Anybody out there got something they want to say? Yes.
Hello.
What's up, peace? All right, how you doing, man? What's your name?
My name is Terry.
Okay, what's up, Terry? You got anything you want to say?
Yes. I'm a single black mom. My son is incarcerated, as you are. And I would be interested in finding out what do you think, because your mother's single, what could she have maybe done a little differently, or I could have done a little differently to help you all, because a woman doesn't know a man's place. You know, I don't know the things that a man do. What could have been some other things that we could have possibly instilled in you to keep you from being to the point where you felt like you had to do the wrong thing in order to get to where you are? What could we have done differently? What could we have spend more time, teach a little differently? What could we have done?
Yeah, I got you. Well, so, I mean, you know, what I would say is, first and foremost, keep in mind that it's two educations happening. Your education that you're giving them and then the education in the world, right? So that's
right.
Always going to be a struggle. And when you come from environments we come from, you know, that's always going to be there. So it's not entirely your fault that he's in prison, just like it's not entirely my mom's fault. My mom did a good job for real. You probably did a great job, too. What you could do to add on to what you did possibly, I feel like that a lot of where we lack as a community as a whole is we don't teach the kids enough coaching so that we don't understand that what's going on in our communities is the result of a legacy of oppression historically that has caused us to be like we are now. You know what I'm saying? We just see it as it is now. We just hip-hop. You know, most people, when you think of black culture or black history, they trace it back to hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? Our history really begins like in the 80s for real. You know what I'm saying? We don't see the connection between what was happening way back in the day and now. And so it's like, don't nobody feel like they need to even teach that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that ain't important. I just want to make sure my son, you know what I'm saying, knows he needs to get education. You know what I'm saying? He needs to know, you know, how to save his money, not be crazy, don't be out there messing with them loose girls. You know what I'm saying? He needs to know that I love him, he got family. But culture is very important. Culture is used as a weapon. And so in America, you know what I'm saying, the reality is everybody is trying to be that person. Everybody's trying to be successful. And success is measured by, in America, material resources. Well, in the hood, how the hell are you going to get money and shit? You're going to get money by selling drugs. You're going to get money by committing crime. And you may not be necessarily from the hood, but that's the culture. Uh-huh. That's the predominant black culture because most black people in America are poor. So I might not be from the hood, right? But
right. What
happens is, because my cousin from the hood, I'm always in the hood, or I have to traverse in the hood, go to the hood, or because I'm watching rap videos, and that's what, you know, influences black culture, I want to be like Lil Wayne. I want to be like Young Jeezy, you know what I'm saying? So now I'm struggling with that because when I go to school, you know what I mean, everybody listening to Jeezy, everybody fronting like they Young Jeezy, you know what I'm saying? And even though my mom's telling me this, my mom's telling me that, I'm trying to be like Young Jeezy. Because at school, the reality is that's where I feel good about myself, when my peers accept me. So how do you combat the peer pressure shit is with the culture. You got to start giving that cultural education early and prepare them for those challenges before they even face them. So they'll know, okay, yeah, my mom was already educating me about, you know, people going to be seeing it like this when I reach high school. And you know what I mean? Because it really comes down to, like, for me, I didn't even realize a lot of, what was important, what my mom was saying, until I came to prison. I mean, I was hearing it. I knew what she was saying, but I was so caught up in trying to pop culture. I was so caught up in trying to be accepted by my peer group, you know what I'm saying, yeah. That I couldn't, my mom, at a certain point, I tuned my mom out. You know what I'm saying? I loved her, no doubt, but all right, mom, whatever. I'm out here in these streets. I ain't trying to hear that shit. You know what I'm saying? The whole time she was telling me what it was. You know, my mom was telling me the whole time, boy, that's going to be end up bad. Boy, you know, them streets is going to be, you need to get the hell out of them. Come back there with me. I mean, she was there. She won't be neglectful. You know what I'm saying? She won't just like, fuck it. She was there. She was trying. But I was so caught up. At that point, the music, hip-hop culture, the streets, my friends, I was so caught up, I had tuned her out. You know what I mean? So I needed to be prepared. I had needed to be prepared prior to all of that so that when I was confronting that, I would have been more aware of what was happening to me. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. Okay, well, let me ask you this. Do we go back to before even your mother? Because a lot of us as women, we don't know our culture ourselves. You know what I'm saying? I can't say that I was raised in the hood because I wasn't raised in the country amongst a lot of trees. You know what I'm saying? So my education, as far as I don't know what the hood feels like, so I could not teach him that. Although my husband came from the city, you know, I still didn't know that. But even before that, I still don't know what to teach him like I should. So did your mother know her hood to be able to tell you what the men previous to you were like in order to keep you from taking the road
less? She didn't really give me she didn't really give me black history like that and culture like that. She gave me a lot about Christianity from my mom. My mom's a minister, so I learned a lot about the importance of that. But once again, as a black male in America, you know, we tune that out early. You know, and that's one thing I want to drop on a lot of you sisters. You know, that the hip hop culture and the Christian culture in conflict, because the hip hop culture, the street culture, you know, we look at Christianity as being soft. So if you're coming at the brother as a teenager or as a youngin with the Christianity, we ain't really trying to hear that. We like, mom, you tripping. That's that soft stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's like the difference between Malcolm X and Martin Luther King. It's like, you telling me be forgiven and love and all that. I'm in these streets where nigga violate, I demonstrate. I ain't trying to hear that. So she taught me that, and she was, you know, she was trying to give me that piece, but it didn't cooperate with what I was getting in the streets. Now, getting back to what you were saying about my mom, like I say, I didn't respect a lot of things my mom was telling me to post-incarceration. But prior to that, I wasn't trying to hear that, because like I said, it was in conflict with what I was dealing with on a daily basis. So that's why I say you yourself got to educate yourself as a woman and as a mother. You know, Malcolm X said it's ironic, man. Malcolm X said, when you educate a man, you educate a person. But when you educate a woman, you educate a family. And he said that because he understood that when a woman has a child, the way that she thinks and sees the world, that's the first education a child gets is from the mother. You know what I'm saying? Whether she's telling it to him, showing it to him, just the way she's acting, all that's forms of education, and the mom is the first educator of the child. So the mother, it's very important that y'all queens go back and get that knowledge of your history, your culture, who you are, what it means to be a black woman, and pass it on, the importance of that, to the son, so that as he's getting older, he realizes that as a black man, he has a special role in this white world and that he's under attack. And so once he understands he's under attack before it even happened, like I wish I would have known a lot of this stuff before I was 13, 14, 15. I wish I would have been getting all this black culture, black history, understanding that I'm at war. You know, that's a real thing. You know what I'm saying? We mm-hmm. brothers at war. You know what I'm saying? And they have to be taught that early so that as they, when they confront different issues or confront different battles within the war, they'll be prepared to deal with. I hope I'm making sense to you.
You are. But let me ask you this question, because I'm, you know, I'm from that world your mother from. Jesus is my Savior, you know what I'm saying? So being educated now in my Christianity, knowing that thoughts are the main thing that drive us, our thoughts mm-hmm. create actions. What were your thoughts on what your mother was trying to say, other than you? I know you were had that opposition of the street, but did those thoughts stick with you? Did you think on those things and say, like at times when you knew you were doing the wrong thing, could you feel within yourself that you were doing that?
Yeah.
Or did you just go past that?
I'm sorry to cut you off, Jay. I got 90 seconds. I'm going to answer your question on the way out. Real fast, yes. It was hard for me to reconcile those things, but at the end of the day, when you're in the moment, you're going to do what your peers do. And, you know, I was being taught that, you know, that you handle conflict with violence, you know what I'm saying? And so it got to a point where I was doing that so much that, for real, I didn't even care about going to God until I got into a problem situation. I'm going to pick this up later, man. Any questions you may have, you can hit me up on the Scary Thoughts on Facebook, and I'll answer them. To everybody who's listening today, thank you. Shout out to all you single black mothers, man. Y'all exceptional. We love y'all. I love y'all. Keep doing what you're doing. Try to strive for knowledge yourself. Give it to the children. That's the best gift you can give to child's culture. I love y'all. Have a wonderful day. Go to Ascari Donzo on Facebook, Ascari Donzo on Facebook. Hit me up. Check out Miss K at RIHD.org. Check her out. Free all political prisoners. And everybody out there, man, have a beautiful day. To all the mothers, once again, man, we love y'all. Happy Mother's Day. Be blessed. And most importantly, be black. And going back is the first step forward. We love y'all. Hotel, peace.